Joining the Red River Farm Network is Jace Ramberga, a Langdon, North Dakota-based Pioneer seed dealer. And Jace, first, let's start out. Tell me about the area that you cover and how did the planting season go for farmers in that area?
So I cover anywhere from Langdon to Edmore, Amden, all the way down to Lawton area. The planting season this year was pretty late. A lot of guys didn't get in till mid-May to later May, and really had to push to get all the crop in this season.
And so acreage-wise, did they have to change maybe some of the plans they had for corn, soybeans, vice versa? How did the acres play out?
Overall, we don't have a lot of corn in our area, in my neck of the woods, I guess. But a lot of guys switched to wheat and barley in our area. Also saw a lot of pea acres go in this year.
And so for the corn and soybeans that did get in the ground, what have conditions been like this summer, and have they been favorable for crop development?
A lot of the soybeans and corn are doing pretty good. We've had some timely rains up in our area that have really helped the soybeans mature and fill out well all the way to the top. They're looking pretty good in our area.
And so let's talk more about those soybeans then. Like you said, we're in the pod fill stage. Were there anything, any disease or pest problems throughout the season? And what are the expectations for that crop come harvest?
This year, we didn't see a lot of flea beetle activity up in our area. Some thistle caterpillar throughout my territory. Also, they're feeling pretty well to the top.
And then to just given the conditions that they face, which it sounds like they're pretty favorable, what are harvest expectations? How far off are we from, what stage in the game are we at?
We're about average for this time of the year, I would say, in our area.
And so, Jace, too, if we can focus back on the corn crop, like you said, not a ton of acres in your area, but for the corn that did get planted, what stage of development are we at? Are we, in dough? Are we denting? And what maturities do farmers choose to plant?
We're just starting to see the corn beginning to dent in my territory. Most of the corn is early 70-day corn. Throughout my region, I guess a lot of guys don't get into the 80-day around there.
And again, harvest potential with that crop, are we shooting for a pretty average crop at this stage in the game?
Yeah, we're looking pretty average for our area.
And so let's talk Pioneer product lineup, Jace. What has really impressed you this year and what you've seen, whether it be on a farmer's field or in a plot you planted? What are some of your favorites in the corn and soybean realm of things?
For the soybeans, really excited about some of our newer products. We actually have a trial up by Milton, North Dakota, that I have in. We got anywhere from a 005 all the way up to an 03, so it really gives the growers a good opportunity to see what works in our region and give them the best idea of what they should plant for the upcoming growing seasons next year. Also, our canola is really making me excited. We got some 501L in the field this year. It's a Liberty Link with Lumiderm on it, our seed treatment. It's looking fairly good out in the field. Excited to get some results back from the growers on the yield potential on that. And also, we also got two new varieties of canola out this year in trial. They're going to be a Harvest Max, which allows you to late swath or straight cut potentially. We're really excited to see that in trial and looking forward to selling that this upcoming growing season. A little bit about our Lumiderm seed treatment that we put on our canola. It enhances the flea beetle control and also has improved control on the cutworm.
And Jace, let's talk a little bit more about that canola crop too, because of course you are in the heart of canola growing country. Have conditions, been helping out the crop this year? Has it been too warm, dry, wet? How is the canola crop reacting to the conditions?
A lot of the canola is all over the board this year. Some is looking fairly good, and some in other areas is not the best.
We play with the cards Mother Nature deals us, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of uneven stands throughout areas, some that didn't emerge right away and some that did emerge right away. So we got some very uneven stands throughout areas too.
Well, Jace, is there anything in your guys' product lineup? I know you started to touch on it with some of the canola that you mentioned, but anything else in the Pioneer product lineup that really excites you for 2021 or that may be new?
So I can touch base again on our canola. The new two varieties that we have coming out are the 506 ML and the 505 MSL. So with the 505 MSL, you actually get 70 to 80% tolerance to Scarlatina. And also what we're excited about, we got a lot of sunflowers that we got early maturing varieties and later maturing varieties. They are express tolerant, and we're going to want to look at ordering early because they usually run out pretty fast. A lot of growers like them in the area.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask too. Is there becoming more and more interest in sunflowers as, you know, the genetics improve?
In some areas, yes. We see a lot in around the Nakoma, Olson, Loma area. There's a lot of blackbirds, so we see a lot of guys not switching to sunflowers yet, but I've been seeing a lot to the east and north of Langdon, and also down into the valley, been seeing some more sunflowers.
Well, Jace, to wrap up our conversation here, tell me more about yourself and your Pioneer seed business.
So I started back in October last year while I was in college still at NDSU. So I've been doing that for the last almost a year now. I also work for On Target Ag, where I'm doing soil sampling and crop consulting down by St. Thomas, and I also expanded up by Langdon doing some crop consulting and soil sampling up there as well for growers. So I've been running my Pioneer seed from Langdon to Lawton, and I've also been doing crop consulting and soil sampling up in that area too.